Good morning. Glad to have you worshiping with us this morning. We are beginning a new series, and this series is out of one of the shorter books in the Old Testament. The series is entitled Key Questions About Life. And as we look at this story, some amazing statements are made here that help us deal with life. When you think about it, is life fair? Think about that. The more you live, I think the more we begin to understand and the more we do understand that life is not fair. Somehow we think that maybe even becoming a Christian or living the Christian life is going to be fair. I can assure you that life is not fair. In fact, if you're a young person here today, to understand that is very important. There are going to be times when life just simply is not fair. Let me start out by telling you a story. There were two cities. The one city, called Jerusalem, was located on a plain. It was flat land, and it was very vulnerable. That's the first city. The second city is the city of Petra. It's located high in the mountains. It's surrounded by high, tall cliffs. Two cities, two different destinies. Jerusalem was conquered, and the city that helped conquer them were called the Edomites. The Edomites were related to the Israelites. The Edomites actually aided in the conquering of Jerusalem, the city. What's worse than that, let me tell you about two brothers. The first one is Jacob. You remember this from back in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis. Jacob produced the nation of Israel. Esau, his brother, produced the nation of the Edomites. So here we have the story of two cities, one that was conquered and one that helped conquer them was their own brother. I'm telling you, life is not fair. Well, let's turn a corner then. How do you handle injustice in life? More than knowing that life is not fair is knowing how to handle injustice. And what I want to do this morning is just make a couple of points that will help you deal with the injustices that you find in your life. We're going to be looking in the Old Testament book of Obadiah, and it's on page 818 in the Bible that I'm using, and the Bibles we have provided is on a similar page. We're going to be looking at a prophet that was raised up to deliver a message about the Edomites. And we're going to look at this message, and as we look at it, it's going to help us understand better what is going on in terms of our lives. Now, this series is three parts. The first one today that we're talking about is life fair. Next week, we're going to be looking to the question, are people fair? And then finally, we're going to end up this little series talking about, is God fair? So follow with me as we begin Obadiah chapter 1. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, rise up and let us go against her for battle. See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. Now, this is interesting. Obadiah delivers this message to the nation of Israel, and it's about their brother, the Edomites. And it's saying, rise up, go to battle against Edom. And who's leading the charge? God is. God is leading the charge. And he says in verse 2, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The Edomites will be wiped out. God says, I will do this. And he's telling the nation of Israel this message. All right, let's Let's go to our outlines and look at this. The outline begins with how to handle injustice in your life. Okay? Now, from these first couple of verses, let's do this. Realize, it says down there, realize judgment is coming on sinners. Interesting. Judgment is coming on sinners. And as we look at this story, we see that God will handle judgment. Now, he may not do it exactly when we want it to be done, when we feel that we have been treated unfairly in our lives, but he is sovereign, and he will judge sinners. Now, I think as we look at this, we ought to look at, think about a couple things. The first one is this: treat people the way you want to be treated. Recognize you do not want to go through your life constantly judging people, constantly condemning them. You want to treat people with dignity and respect. But in the end, God is saying here that judgment is coming and the wrongs that have happened will be made right. And in this story, we see two cities, we see two brothers going after each other. And it was wrong that the Edomites went and aided the invading army that wiped out Jerusalem. That was wrong. It was injustice. They were perpetrating against their own brothers. My goodness. There's a message of judgment coming. We see it here. We know that it will happen in this book. But we also see that in the midst of all this, I don't want you to ever forget this. On your outline, judgment is coming on sinners. And in the little box there, why don't you just fill in, so trust Christ. As a sinner, I am a sinner. I have broken God's law. And the only way I am going to escape judgment is to accept Christ as my personal Savior. Put my faith in Him. It's amazing. God has provided through His grace the opportunity to avoid judgment that is coming on me as a sinner. God is the only solution to this. And it's neat as a church that we have this great message to tell others that He provides us with an escape from judgment that is certainly due us as sinners, as people that break God's law. All right? So verses 1 and 2 kind of give us this message. Now, let's just talk about this. Well, what might drive us? What are some unhealthy things that we need to be aware of? Look at verse 3, the pride. Well, I don't have to say anything more, do I? Your pride. The pride of your heart has deceived you. He's talking to the Edomites. You who live in the clefts of the rock and make your home on the heights. You who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? And so the Edomites, we know, were a very proud people. And they felt they were invincible, that no one could get to them. Their pride deceived them. They lived in a place that was almost, in that day and that time, it could not be overrun. It could not be destroyed, unlike Jerusalem could out in the flat plains. It's interesting, if you've ever seen, I've never been there, but I've seen pictures of this, to get to Petra, the entrance is about a mile long, and as I've seen pictures and studied this a little bit, there's sheer cliff walls that go up 700 feet. And so it's very easy to defend this position. One, and it narrows down to where only one horse with a rider can get through. It's that narrow at certain points. So obviously, the Edomites, you know where those places are, and anybody that tries to invade them would be destroyed at these very critical, narrow gorges. And so they had a pride about them, and God knew this. And and he was going to deal with this. It didn't matter what their fortress was, because when God was involved, nothing can protect you. All right, let me just say something about this by way of application. And if you look, watch out for your own pride. You'll see that as a fill-in. Watch out for your own pride. Sometimes we think we're too invincible. Sometimes we think we're too... We can't be touched. And that is just pride. And that is pride against God. And that is wrong. Watch out for your own pride. Let me ask you this. What cave are you living in that you think is protecting you? Or what place are you living in that you think is protecting you? It won't, because God will deal with things. Let me ask you another question. Do you think you are immune from divine judgment? Oh, my goodness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." Excuse me. We could be consumed, but because of God's grace, we're not. Don't let your pride get in your way. The religious person would say, "God will not judge me." The agnostic would say, "There's no God." Let me tell you what is true. God will judge, and God will punish sin. God will deal with it. All right, it's a very sobering message, but one we need to know. So one of the things we can understand so far is that judgment is coming on sinners, those who are against God. But God has provided a way out. Well, let's continue on in the story and see what happened. Verse 5, "If thieves come to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes? How? Verse 6, Esau will be ransacked, his hidden treasures pillaged." What he's doing is he's saying, you know what, if grape pickers came and were going to steal some of your grapes, they'd leave a few. But he says, the judgment that is coming is complete. They will take everything. They will destroy everything. There's not going to be anything left. Look at verse 7. "Hey, do you think your allies will force you to all your allies will force you to the border? Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it." Will your allies help you? No. Will your friends deceive you? Yes. I mean, this is just more of a picture of God's complete judgment on the Edomites for what they did. Look at verse 7. Let me read part of 7 again. "All your allies will force you to the borders. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it." Wow. Verse 8. "In that day, the day that judgment will come against you, declares the Lord, will I not destroy the wise men of Edom, men of understanding in the mountains of Esau?" He says, even the wisdom and strategy that you would try and employ to avoid destruction and judgment will not help you. My goodness. Verse 9, "Your warriors, O Teman, will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down in the slaughter. Your army is going to be worthless." Excuse me. "And they will not be able to help you, and they will be destroyed." Now, verses 1 through 9 is just a picture of what is going to take place. God's using graphic language to tell them that judgment is coming, and judgment is certain. And I think as we look at this and we recognize our lives, God has got a picture here of an unjust situation. And He is showing us by example that He will deal with these injustices. So let's take a minute and let's see if we can kind of wrap some of this up here. Okay, number 2 on your outline, point 2, know for certain, judgment that is certain and complete will be coming. Judgment that is certain and complete will be coming. You know what? Here's the thing. God judges in His own time and in His own timetable. God takes care of the wrongs that are done, but He does it in His time and in His wisdom. Have you ever felt that your life is unfair? Do you ever feel like injustice is done to you? And you know, it's interesting. Recently, I've thought about some of this, and I felt this way. I've been driving for 30-some years now, and I have never gotten a ticket. Now, in one sense, I probably deserve a couple of tickets for some things that I've done, but I've never gotten a ticket. So I come up to a stop sign in our city, and I stop at the stop sign, and it's actually a signal there, not a stop sign. And it's a right-hand turn. I look to the left. There's no cars coming. I look ahead. There's no cars. And so I execute, after a complete stop, a right-hand turn. And all of a sudden I hear this rip, rip, rip. And I look up and I said, oh my goodness. Why do they have these silly laws that say you can't turn right on a red between 4 and 6? When there's nobody there. Now, I can understand busy, busy intersections. But there was nobody there. And so he followed me, and I asked him what I did wrong. And he pointed that out, and I said, you're right, I did. But it just doesn't seem right. Why is that intersection controlled that way when it's not even a busy intersection? I felt injustice. I did. Now, in this case, the letter of the law, I am wrong. But sometimes you just feel unjustly treated. And, you know, $160 later, traffic school later, and everything, it's wiped off my record. Now, maybe that's a lesson for God's grace. My insurance rates will not go up because I have done everything I needed to do. I paid the fine, go to traffic school, and whatnot. But it still feels unjust. And I know there's times that maybe you're living your life and people do things to you. And you want to take vengeance out on them and you want to go after them. And one of the neat things about this little book and one of the great messages in this little book is God will deal with these things. God will take care of them. And even though my illustration is not a very good one, because I am guilty, it also points out on the other side that God delivers. And God can take care of us as we go through those difficult times. We do the things we know to do. We pay the ticket. We go to traffic school. We continue to follow God and be faithful to God. Whatever people come in and things that happen to us, God will take care of those. Judgment is coming at some day, at some time. This also means that justice is coming. Justice is coming. All right, let me just say this a little differently. Life is not fair. Get used to it. Just like me talking to that officer, and I didn't really argue or do anything. I just said, okay, took the ticket and did that. It felt unfair. Justice is coming. Whatever your circumstance is, it could be a boss at work, it could be a friend, it could be that she stabbed you in the back and really did some things that were hard against you. Let me tell you this, injustice is coming. God will set those things right. You let Him deal with it. Last little statement then on your outline is this. God says, I will repay. And it's interesting. Who is bringing the judgment? It's not a prophet. It's obviously the prophet delivering the words, but these are the words of the Lord, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of this. So whatever your situation is, deal with it as best you can. Trust God. Pray. Get the support of other people that are going through that can support you and encourage you. Take care of those things. Make sure you're you're supported adequately, but then just trust God and seek Him. Now, next week we're going to talk about our people there. And boy, as we continue to unfold this story, we're going to see that people can look down on you, that people may step on you when you're down. People may stab you in the back. Well, what do you do? How do you handle that? Where do you go from there? And then finally, is God fair? You know, and we hear this, is God fair? And we think, well, why didn't He do something? Well, God is doing something, but it's God's time, God's plan. And it's interesting, we're going to be introduced to this concept of the day of the Lord. Ultimate injustice will be dealt with at the day of the Lord. It's a time of blessing and judgment. And this term is so important, and you see it all through the Old Testament. See, as we finish this series, the alternative is for you to take justice into your own hands. And I believe you need to make a defense of your position, you know, if it's a personal attack or, you know, things like that. I think you have to be reasonable, but do those things and let it be. And let God handle it, because God will handle it. Leave it up to Him. And that's what this little book is about, and that's the powerful message of it. Let's pray. Bow your head with me. This morning, I don't know who has done something to you. I don't know what they have done to you, but they may have hurt you deeply. This morning, it's my prayer that you will trust God, that you will turn to Him, that you will seek Him in these difficult times. And why don't you just take a moment and just commit to the Lord, whatever your difficult time is today, and trust Him. Give it over to Him in a new way. Lord, we thank You so much that we can trust You, and we praise You for who You are and for what You are doing. And I pray as we face injustice, You'll give us the strength to work through it, to do what is reasonable, but then to put it in Your hands and to realize that You will set injustice free. Thank You, Lord, and we love You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.